You're listening to Doing Nothing But Drinking Tea, a free podcast of writing and rambling by me, Emily Lamontagne. You can view my work for free at doingnothingbutdrinkingtea.blogspot.com. The piece you're about to hear is a piece of spoken word poetry entitled God Doesn't Make Mistakes. When I was a little girl, my nanny made me cookies. They were warm and sweet and full of spices and wisdom, and she told me something that I ended up forgetting. I'd failed a test in school that day, but Dad was working and Mom was with my brother at the dentist, so it was just me and my nanny in her kitchen, cooking and laughing and ignoring the great big red F on the piece of paper in her apron pocket. Emily, she told me as she removed that apron and draped it over a kitchen chair, God doesn't make mistakes. Nanny turned to me, looking for all the world like she belonged at some sort of royal garden party, and she said, humans are the ones who make mistakes. So I began to cry into my milk. My nanny wrapped me up in a hug that smelled more like mint and lemons than spice and sweetness, and she peppered my face with kisses, forgetting that her lipstick was almost impossible to wash off. And she explained, as she pulled out the fresh cookies and put a roast in the oven for dinner, that God made me human. God made everyone human. I asked my mom later how God could possibly not care about perfection if we were made in His image for His paradise. And my mom told me that God, in all His infinite might and power, made me so I could learn, so that I could be taught, and so that maybe, someday, somewhere, I might be able to teach somebody else something. And so I forgot about everything that my mom and her mom had told me about God and His plans. I fell backwards out of my plane while my parachute was still being packed because I stopped believing and started struggling with morality and sensuality and hatred and love and everything in between. I found friends who made me realize that God wasn't the only thing that I was allowed to believe in, and then I lost friends who thought otherwise. I grew up and I grew out of my shell. At 14, I believed in the earth. At 15, at the stars. 17, I believed in the power of words, and now, at 19, I believe in all of the above, because I have learned about life, and love, and hardship, and heartbreak, and what it really means to be human, and I have taught all those around me how to stand up and say, hey, take those negative feelings and go bake yourself some cookies. I finally figured out exactly what my nanny was talking about when there was spice in the air, and sweetness, and tears falling into glasses of milk. I stand up now, remembering the scent of mint and lemons, while I apply lipstick that's impossible to scrub off, and remind myself that humans make mistakes, not God. And I accept that I will carry with me those words for all my days, even though I'll have forgotten them again by next week. You've been listening to Doing Nothing But Drinking Tea, a free podcast of writing and rambling by me, Emily Lamontagne. You can view my work for free at doingnothingbutdrinkingtea.blogspot.com. Doing Nothing But Drinking Tea is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.